Chapter 9. Wrath Unbound. Vanders stood upon the hill and looked out across the ashen expanse of the Brimstone Peninsula. In the distance, he could still make out the banners of Jaktos Goldenmane as his fellow Lord Celestant forged farther west. Looming over them was the monolithic red pyramid of Khorgos Khul, and standing in its shadow, the Gate of Wrath itself. It was little more than a vast courtyard of stone, but thronged with warriors.
"Two prongs, my lord," said Decanthos. "We will trap the Gortide and crush them."
After their reunion in the shadow of the Volatus Ridge, the Lord Celestants had formed a plan that would see Jaktos attack from the far west and Vandus from further east on either side of one of Khul's brass towers. Both armies avoided its garrison. Bitter fighting against the warbands that currently held sway over the Brimstone Peninsula had seen both armies pushed farther apart than Vandus would have liked, but their strategy could still work. Khul's hordes, his Gortide, and the lesser warbands that paid him fealty were in disarray. They had responded to the incursion by Sigmar's warriors with aggression, but without strategy, attacking the many Thunderstrike Brotherhoods alighting on the Brimstone Peninsula. It had left Khul's stronghold vulnerable, along with the Gate of Wrath. Vandus meant to take full advantage of the warlord's lack of foresight. He and Jaktos would take the stronghold together and destroy the Realm Gate. Bereft of reinforcement, Khul's martial strength would suffer a major blow. It was a sound plan, but Vandus still frowned. At the parting of their chambers, Jaktos had seemed ever eager, in spite of the near annihilation his warriors had faced.
"He overreaches," said Vandus, eyes narrowed. "Lord Goldemain will rein them in?"
"No, he won't."
Cursing Jaktos's recklessness under his breath, Vandus took up Heldensen from where he had thrust it down and went to where his warrior chamber waited below.
"It seems our fellow hammers of Sigmar have set a fast pace," he declared loudly to his throng. "Who here thinks we can match it?"
Every Stormcast shouted in affirmation.
"Aye!
I thought so,"
Vandus told them, hiding his irritation at Jaktos and determined to reach the Golden Manes quickly.
"Onward then! To glory!"
As loud as sky thunder urged the Hammerhands forward with blasts of his clarion horn, Vandus lingered to watch the Red Pyramid.
"He's up there now,"
he said to Kallanax, who was waiting for his lord nearby, growling in sympathetic ire.
"Khul's reign must end," swore Vandus,
reminded of the vision that prophesied his death.
"And I shall be the one to do it."
The courtyard echoed to the metallic ring of an axe being sharpened. Khul was alone and seated upon a throne, his legs apart, with an auroch's skull at his feet. It had been a brutish creature whose iron-hard bone made for a serviceable whetstone. It was a needless task, for the edge of his cornate axe would never blunt. So sharp was it, and such was the potency of the dark sorcery bound into the blade, that it could cut the very fabric of reality itself. As he carved into the auroch's skull, Khul regarded the ragged banners hanging from the racks arrayed about him and the many trophies of conquest he had won. Nothing had stood in his path. No king or rival warlord.
"Was I not honourable?"
he asked of the revenants of foes long dead.
"Were you not beaten by the stronger opponent?"
He had won every battle, though not always according to his twisted sense of martial pride. Sometimes his desire for glory had forced his hand towards less than honourable deeds. It rankled Khul, though he could attest that every challenge he had ever been given had been accepted, fearlessly and without doubt. And there had been many. He had never known defeat. Now it was different, though. Despite his savage joy at such worthy foes to fight, he felt the threat to his dominance posed by the Golden Warriors. Surely it was a sign from Khorne that Vendel Blackfist led them. Kul believed it was more than fate that this had happened.
Destiny brought you to my domain, he said to the piled skulls around him.
They stared at him with hollow eyes, the unworthy, the weak and the craven. There was no place for them upon the Red Pyramid. Kul would not insult his lord with such tawdry offerings. No, only kings and chieftains would suffice, and they were all dead in these lands. Kul had slain them. Except for Vendel Blackfist, an immortal to crown his glory and ensure his ascension to demonhood. Clenching the auroch's skull in one mighty fist, he crushed it into bone splinters, discarding what was left. Rising from his throne, he went and tore down every banner.
Nothing!
He bellowed, smashing his trophies underfoot. At the foot of the throne, Grizzlemore stirred from its slumber but did little more. Kul seethed. He knew the Bloodcrushers had failed, that Threx had been defeated, and one of the brass towers had been cast down. He felt it in his blood, in the way it boiled, and how Khorne's anger pained him. The chains fettering the Gate of Wrath strained and twisted, and Kul heard them scream for release. His gaze strayed beyond the borders of his lair to where he knew his prey watched him.
Soon, Vendel Blackfist, Kul promised, barely heeding the massive war host gathering and awaiting his command. You and I, to the death.
He was about to turn away when something else caught his attention on the horizon. An army, distant but still discernible.
Not you, Blackfist, Kul whispered, then smiled. He brings another to fight his battles for him, the Craven.
He shrugged, laughing.
Then let the blood flow.
A bloody mist had risen from the ground to envelop Jaktos and his warriors. Not enough to cloud the way ahead, but disconcerting all the same. It stuck to the Stormcast's armor, robbing it of its sheen and fouling the joints.
Oh, this warplate feels like lead, groaned Lord Castellant Neros, trying to scrape the worst of it off.
Jaktos felt the unnatural weight of the blood too, but chose not to answer. He was intent on what lay ahead. They had battled hard and through seemingly numberless warbands to reach so far into Kul's domain, and the intense fighting had driven a wedge between the Hammerhands and the Golden Manes, forcing them apart and onto separate paths. Though he would only admit such vainglory to himself, Jaktos welcomed it. He wanted this, without any other warrior chamber from any storm host to intervene. Now he was determined he would face the warlord before Vandus. Though it hurt his pride to confess it, he had failed in the shadow of Volatus Ridge. Now he would make amends and show Sigmar he was worthy of his glory. He grinned as the pyramid emerged from above the mist, hazy but recognizable. But still there was more. Great menhirs, carved into the likeness of demon kings, marked the threshold of Kul's domain. The stone obelisks were huge and towered above the crimson mist. Their bestial features were contorted in snarls of rage and unfettered wrath. A killing urge bled off them like sweat off a mortal man, and they clenched whips, maces, and axes in their clawed fists.
Bloodthirsters,
uttered Neros, recognizing the image of the foul greater demons wrought into the stone. If Kul's domain was protected by such beasts, then the task before the Stormcast Eternals was great indeed. Even with the other storm hosts, like the Anvils of the Heldenhammer and the Lions of the Sigmar, bloodthirsters would pose a significant threat. It did little to sour Jaktos's ebullient mood.
Have heart, brothers,
he said, gesturing with his rune blade to the lair that lay beyond the menhirs.
Our quarry is near.
Neros hefted his halberd as he thrust the light of his warding lantern forth.
It's not all that is near, my lord.
The blood-bound hordes came swiftly from the mist. They always did, ubiquitous as bones in this parched land.
Their war cries split the air. Not an ambush this time, but a pitched battle. "It seems Kool has not left his borders unprotected after all," said Jaktos as he drew his hammer. Glory beckoned. He had but to dispatch these wretches first. "Stormcasts!" he cried. "To arms!" Elsewhere, others fought with equal fervor and conviction. Vandus and his warrior chamber would not be outdone by the Golden Manes. A ragged throng of warriors charged at them across the ash plain, kicking up clods of burning dust and cinder. The hammer hands met them in serried ranks, liberators to the fore with shields upraised, and behind them the judicators. Malactus held his arm aloft to halt his retinue. Every warrior armed with a skybolt bow turned it heavenward as one.
"Release!"
Malactus's voice carried far. It even reached the blood-soaked tribesmen barreling across the plain. Some faltered as they heard it, wondering what it portended. The answer came swiftly on the lightning shafts of hundreds of skybolt arrows. Evil men fell in their droves, scythed down by the deadly accuracy of the judicators. Driven by their bloodlust and momentum, blood-reavers tripped and scrambled as they struck falling bodies. Heavily armored blood warriors crumpled with arrows in their gullets or eye sockets. The blood-bound battle line, such as it was, fragmented and scattered. The liberators did not hesitate and swept into them with their shields, battering warriors aside or crushing them underfoot. Any who had fight left in them were swiftly dealt with by hammer and blade. The massacre was quick, but not painless. Not for the blood-bound. Vandus had been at the core of the fighting, letting Kallanax have his reign as he stood with his retinues. It had felt good to be an integral part of the Brotherhood. In spite of this, Vandus's mood soured when he saw how far Jaktos had gone. The Lord Celestant himself was somewhere amidst the distant scrum that Vandus now saw. Decanthos joined him at the front.
"They're closing on the Red Pyramid."
Vandus nodded, and the scowl he wore behind his mask was obvious from his voice.
"Swifter than us. At this pace, our chambers will not breach the threshold to Kool's domain at the same time."
The massive chaos idols that led to where Kool had made his lair appeared to mock them. Each depicted a different greater demon of Khorne, a dread pantheon of bloodthirsters. Vandus saw one with ragged wings clutching a pair of axes. Another had a whip coiled around its wrist. A third hefted a double-bladed axe. Looming above all was the Red Pyramid, and in front of that, the Gate of Wrath itself. An archway not unlike the one they had seized on the Igneous Delta, except this one was bent to darkness, a portal to the realm of chaos. With it under control, Kool's war horde would be unstoppable.
"We should make haste," said Decanthos, "and hope these fell creatures are not also in service to Khorgos Kool."
Banners and totems swayed on the horizon as more bloodbound hordes clamored for war. The lands around the Brimstone Peninsula were choked with them. Vandus bellowed for his Drakoth, and Kallanax came running. As he mounted the saddle, he turned to the Liberator Prime.
"The Gate of Azir was a mere prelude compared to this, Decanthos."
Seeing others had gathered and were listening, Vandus raised his voice to address them all.
"We stand at the threshold of hell. No, this is why we were forged. Here is our chance to turn back the tide of evil that has swept across these lands and enslaved them. I shall not falter as I face chaos. Nor will I blink before the demon. I will stand and declare, I am Stormcast Eternal, chosen by Sigmar. Will you declare the same?"
The affirmation from his warriors was deafening. It drowned out the war cries of the tribesmen in the distance and stunned them into silence.
"Hazir!"
bellowed Vandus.
"Hazir!"
came the thunderous reply.
"Bring them death!"
The tide was endless. Scores of blood-reavers, demons, and monsters died beneath Sigmarite hammers, and yet still they came, undaunted, unceasing.
Jaktos and his warriors were deep into Kul's lair now, far beyond the snarling faces of its stone guardians. Vandus had covered much ground, but it would be the Golden Manes and not the Hammerhands who would claim this victory for Sigmar. Barely 100 of his brave stormcasts remained, as the azure flashes that followed every death and return to Azir became all too common. He had lost sight of Neros, cut off during the last push, though he thought he still could hear the strident defiance of his Lord Castellant. Jaktos's retainers still cleaved to him, though, his paladins and a clutch of battered liberators. None faltered, and they fought without fear, plumbing depths of endurance that would have killed lesser men. Unlike the servants of Khorne, though, the Stormcast's ranks were not without limit. Hard as it was for him to admit, Jaktos knew they were waning. Assailed on all sides by lumbering Khorgoraths, hell-spawned slaughter brutes, and swathes of mortal bloodbound, the Golden Manes were beleaguered when Jaktos at last reached the foot of the Red Pyramid. His intent had been to make for the Gate of Wrath, to confront and defeat Kul on its very steps, and thus earn eternal glory for Sigmar. But instead, he had been driven here. And though he was but a few more strides from the gate, his path was severely impeded by enemies. Not until Jaktos saw who descended from the Red Pyramid did he understand why he had been driven there. A deep thrust with his rune blade disemboweled a Khorgorath, and it fell to the hot earth, blood steaming on the fetid air.
"To me, liberators!"
shouted Jaktos to his men.
"To me, retributors!"
No rallying note sounded from his heralder this time. Alias' storm cry had fallen, his voice now silent. Jaktos fought on as if he had heard the clarion call anyway, and came face to face with the one he guessed was the warlord, Khorgas Kul. A brute, clad in blood-red armor, and with a skull helm masking the upper half of his face, strode down from the Red Pyramid. Bone crunched beneath his heavy tread, skulls splitting and spilling their teeth. Kul appeared not to notice. As his gaze fell upon the Lord Celestant, his eyes narrowed. A creature padded around the feet of the warlord, a monstrous red-skinned hound with a brass collar and a flanged crest of skin under its gullet. As Kul gripped the back of its neck, the hound snarled in hatred for the Stormcasts.
"Grizzlemore can smell fear," said the warlord,
casually stepping off the pyramid and standing before Jaktos. His gauntleted fist was wrapped around a double-bladed axe that exuded deathly potency. Kul sneered.
"You already look defeated."
Undaunted, Jaktos leveled his rune blade at the warlord.
"It shall be your head, not my Lord Hammerhand's, that adorns your Red Pyramid," he declared. "Then I will see it sundered into naught but bone and ash."
"Ah," remarked Kul. "So you have come to save Vendel Blackfist from my blade. Brave but misguided. You must realize, whelp," he said, hefting his axe in both hands as he advanced, "that prophecies are seldom wholly accurate."
As if sensing what was about to take place, the retainers of both champions stepped back, and an arena in the dirt formed. With a roar, Kul leapt at Jaktos, and battle was joined. Neros finally caught sight of Jaktos through the fray, and saw his Lord Celestant assailed on all sides.
"He fights the Lord of Khorne," he rasped,
powerless to intervene. Even from a distance, the duel looked fearsome. Kul's sheer aggression and apparent strength would test any Stormcast, but Jaktos weathered and parried every attack. His riposte was lightning fast and telling. Kul took a hard hammer blow against his chest and fell back. Jaktos was winning, and Neros dared to hope, wishing he were by his Lord Celestant's side. But as he battled alongside his comrades in a sea of foes, all the Lord Castellant could do was watch. An ever-diminishing circle of warriors fought beside Jaktos. Only a few liberators and retributors from those Stormcasts separated off from Neros's men remained, and though they battled like the heroes Sigmar had reforged them to be, they were not inviolate. A liberator fell, his shield split in two, his armor the same. A paladin crushed a Korgorath's skull, only to be hacked apart by a dozen axe blows. It became an attritional grind, one the Stormcasts were destined to lose. As the last of his men died, Jaktos knew he fought alone. His world had shrunk down through the eye slits of his mask to focus on the brutal warlord trying to kill him, and the scrap of earth upon which they fought. He weaved aside as the axe came close, tearing sparks from his Sigmarite armor, then replied with a thrust that Kul could barely turn away. A hefty punch almost staggered him, and black slashes flared behind Jaktos's eyes. Ears ringing, he placed a kick into Kul's guts and sent the warlord sprawling. He recovered quickly, on his feet before Jaktos had a chance to kill him with a single decapitating blow. A clear note of Sigmarite against demon-forged metal rang discordantly as Runeblade met Axe of Khorne. Jaktos's hammer struck armor, putting a crack in Kul's pauldron and sending the warlord to his knees. Blood welled into the gap as Kul bellowed in pain and threw the Lord Celestant back.
"You cannot prevail," uttered Jaktos, defiant despite being surrounded. "Sigmar will reclaim the mortal realms from tyranny."
Rising to his feet, Kul laughed and spat up a gobbet of blood.
"Look around. It's already over, fool."
Though Kul's followers could have overwhelmed Jaktos in moments, they were held back by the warlord's will to meet the challenge alone. Even the hound was kept at bay. It had become a duel, one that Jaktos realized he would likely not survive, even if he did best Kul. A contest of arms, pervaded by a strange sense of honor.
"Then I shall return again, reforged to enact my vengeance," he vowed.
"You're wrong, scum,"
he told Kul.
"It has only just begun."
Jaktos unleashed a hail of blows with blade and hammer against Kul, who still wielded his brutal axe in two hands. The warlord used the haft like a polearm, warding off the Lord Celestant's attacks with surprising speed and restraint. The might of Sigmar flowed through Jaktos's veins, and no cornate tyrant could hope to match that. These blood-bound curs had spent too long fighting emaciated tribesmen and harrying slaves. They had not fought warriors like the Stormcasts before.
"Your reckoning has come,"
spat Jaktos, hammering Kul's defense as the warlord backed off. A wild swing from the warlord was met with a deft parry against the haft of Jaktos's hammer. The Lord Celestant then lunged with his runeblade, driving it into the meat of Kul's thigh.
"Not so easy to slay true warriors, is it, warmonger?"
Kul shook his head, staggering from the wound in his leg.
"Know when you are beaten,"
Jaktos declared, reveling now. He hacked down with hammer and blade as one, putting the warlord back on his knees again as he threw up a desperate defense. Jaktos should have finished his opponent, but instead kicked him away. Like most of the Stormcasts, he could remember parts of his past, the person he used to be and the life he had led. Those memories grew sharper during battle, and Jaktos's mind flooded with images of his burning village and the grinning barbarians who had tortured and goaded his kin. He had a chance to redress the scales and mete out punishment in kind for what was inflicted upon him and his own. Another reckless swing by Kul was deflected with ease as Jaktos prepared to end it.
"I prove your prophecy false, warlord,"
he said.
"I have saved Vandus Hammerhand and thwarted you." The warhammer came down, but Kul caught it. With a savage snap, he broke the Lord Celestant's wrist and threw away the hammer.
Jaktos tried to counter with his runeblade, but Kul attacked too quickly, inhumanly so, and cleaved his arm at the elbow. A golden forearm, the hand still gripping the sword, fell in front of Jaktos, who had trouble comprehending what had just happened. He could not stop staring at his severed limb until the iron vice of Kul's gauntleted hand wrapped around his throat.
"There's something you should know about prophecies," Kul told him,
heedless of the Lord Celestant's choking.
"The beholder sees what they want to see, what they believe in their hearts to be true. I do not need the skull of Vendel Blackfist to crown my ascension. Yours will serve just as well."
Kul released his grip, and the axe blade fell. Neros cried out when he saw Jaktos fall, head cut clean from his noble shoulders. His anguish turned to dismay when there was no lightning flash, no return to the heavens, no resurrection.
"He is truly dead,"
the Lord Castellant whispered, scarcely able to believe it. It was an honorable end, but a permanent one, a death without hope. Neros fought on, his voice hoarse from bellowing orders and urging his warriors to never surrender. Only when he heard the trumpet call of louder sky thunder did he take heart and find reserves of strength he did not know he possessed.
"Fight them!"
he roared.
"To your very last! Hold on, brothers, for the Hammerhands are with us! The Hammerhands are with us!"
Oblivious to the ongoing battle around him, Kul stooped to retrieve the immortal's head. Part of the dead warrior's helm had been smashed apart by the killing blow, and through the broken mask, Kul saw the fear and confusion writ upon dead features.
"Such arrogance," he murmured. "The cur expected to beat me."
A shallow cleft had been left behind where the axe had cut reality itself. It soon closed, but within the sliver, Kul saw the realm beyond. The realm of his master he so desired to ascend to. And that was not all. A remnant, little more than a vague shadow and a near silent scream, persisted where the warrior had stood before his death. The blade had cleaved his soul as well as his body, cutting the tether between Akshi and the celestial heavens from where he had been cast.
"Damnation and horror are yours to endure for eternity,"
he whispered calmly to the shade of Jaktos Goldenmane as it bled away into the realm of chaos. Kul then stood, turning as he hefted his axe onto his shoulder and began to climb the Red Pyramid. He clenched an immortal skull in his fist. It was the last skull he needed for his ascension.